Hochman and Crowder. So here's what's going to happen for this hour, because I see that Christine Martinez is walking in from Tequiza, and we're going to get her all set up. So here's what I think we should do, Solana. Why don't we get headlines with Alejandro Solana? We can get that out of the way. I see beautiful food coming in. Mike will get her all set up at the microphone with the headphones, and we'll talk with her in a moment. But give us some headlines here, Alejandro Solana.
Earlier today, the Dolphins signed safety Doug Middleton to the 53-man roster, third-year player from Appalachian State. He previously played with the Jets. Inter-Miami CF released their season ticket packages yesterday for the upcoming MLS season. A Champions League update, PSG leads Real Madrid 2-0. Atletico Madrid and Juventus are still tied 0-0. The Panthers play at Montreal in a preseason hockey game today. Puck drops at 7. And finally, Christie Brinkley had to quit Dancing with the Stars because she broke her arm in practice.
I saw that.
Wendy Williams is accusing her of faking it just so her daughter could take her place.
That's crazy. Oh, I didn't know her daughter was taking her place. All right, you got weather there, Solana?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is currently 88 degrees, mostly sunny. Feels like 92 degrees outside, though, because that humidity is at 62%. No precipitation for at least another 120 minutes. And for all of you out there with allergies, dust and dander is at an extreme level.
Dust and dander is at an extreme level.
Extreme.
So you've learned nothing from Julie Durda. Is there a sponsor, Solana?
Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long. And if you'd enter, visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I could co-sign on a dust and dander report during the weather. I think that might be important. Dust and dander.
You got allergies?
I don't, but I like dander. Dander is such it's a very underused word.
You just like the word?
Dander, right? Nobody uses dander.
Not people with allergies, probably. That's
probably.
About it.
They're concerned with
they're
that.
They're weirdos anyway.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So I told you in the last segment, this Friday, the Orange Bowl hosts their signature fundraising event. And you and I judged it last year, and it's one of the best events I've ever been involved
in.
The Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration presented by Florida Blue. Over 30 of South Florida's top restaurants and chefs from Dade and Broward County are going to donate their time and their talents to provide food tastings and pairings for attendees to enjoy. And like I said, this is the Orange Bowl's signature fundraising event. Proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, Special Olympics Florida, and the Orange Bowl Leadership Academy. And Christine Martinez, who's the operations director for Tequiza, has walked into the studio. She's brought food in. I saw our engineer Ed run in. He's mouthing to me while we're on the air, "No food, no food." I'm like, "Well, you go take it. I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, stand up in the middle of the show? They can barely keep the station on the air half the time. He's going to run in, "No food, no food." She's being polite. I mean, you can't have a restaurant walk in with no food. Sorry, Christine,
I'll handle the food here in a second.
I lost my mind there for a moment. Tequiza, you guys have a place here in the Citadel, right?
Right downstairs.
All right, so for people that don't know, we work in the Citadel building in El Portal or Little Haiti, and there's a food hall downstairs. And so we always marvel at how busy and fun the food hall here is at the Citadel. Can you speak to that at all? Because I think it's great that this building was built and the food hall works, because food halls are hot right now.
Absolutely. The Citadel is an amazing spot, especially it's not on the beach. It's somewhere there's free parking, which is first and foremost the best. But all of the great food spots are in there. We have Ash, which has amazing pizza, handmade, ready in like 60 seconds. That's the hottest oven I've ever seen. Palmar has Chinese food. There's Bashor, who has like all these fancy little croissants and whatever. And of course, the best, which is Tequiza, has amazing handmade fresh tortillas and tacos.
So what are you going to be preparing for the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration? Is that what you brought in here?
Well, this is a spread, but I would say that our signature taco is the cochinita pibil, which is the one that we're going to be making for this event. It is a marinated pork that has been slow cooked in a banana leaf. It's been cooked for a long time, and it has guajillo chile and ajiote, so it's like all sorts of fun. And then it's got some pickled red onions right on top with our fresh-made masa tortilla that we make from scratch.
I mean, it smells delicious, right?
It
don't
does.
Tell Ed, but it smells delicious.
No,
how do people go to the Orange Bowl? I want to get the name right. The Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration presented by Florida Blue. What is it? Orangebowl.org, I think.
It is Orangebowl.org.
And it's a great event.
I actually went to the first year, and I'm so excited. As with Takiza, it is our first year going to be there. It's an awesome dine around event where you can try all these amazing places. There's almost 30 restaurants that are going to be providing some of their signature dishes for people to try all throughout Broward.
And there's entertainment,
yes.
And there's always, like, you know, celebrities milling about.
There's bars, drinks, too.
It really is fun. Orangebowl.org is the website.
And I was going to ask, because this is a competition. We were judges. Like, you get judged.
Hardcore.
Do people talk, like, does restaurant to restaurant or chef to chef, do they have swag? Like, do they talk trash to each other?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You have to have the best food out there. And since it's a very specific way that they're going to be doing the voting this year, it's best Miami-Dade restaurant, best Broward restaurant, best overall restaurant. There's all these different, you know, up-for-grab spots that we want the best overall.
So what is your background in food? Are you a food expert?
So, you know, I love to eat food. No, but my background is I went to culinary school. I had this, like, love to cook my entire life, and I was going to business school, and I was like, I don't want this. I want to go to culinary school. I went to culinary school. I worked in the kitchens for a really long time. I worked my way into management on the front of the house side, and then I just kept going from there. And Takiza is an amazing concept that I had loved since the beginning that it opened. And when they needed someone to come in and kind of just take them to another level, it was a perfect fit.
Okay, good. So you are an expert, because I have a couple questions that I want to ask you. Christine Martinez, she's the operations director for Takiza. So Pizza Hut announced yesterday that they've unveiled this Cheez-It stuffed pizza. So it's the deliciousness of a Cheez-It, and then it gets infused, bloop, with pizza. So it's almost like a pizza puff made from a Cheez-It infused by pizza. Yes or no? That's a banger.
I mean, Cheez-Its are great.
Right.
Pizza is great.
Right.
I would assume it would be good.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds appealing.
You always got to give it a shot.
Let him know, as a culinary master, you can't just throw two good things together, like a steak and Skittles. I love steak and Skittles.
Well,
I don't want a steak Skittle.
What flavor Skittle are you going
right,
with?
Right. See, I think...
Gotta go with the blue bag.
I think I'm
siding
more with her. Now, I go to a steakhouse. I order a steak medium well. Is that insulting?
You know, it's okay to have your preference, but medium rare is where it's at.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
What about ketchup? What if you ask for ketchup or steak sauce?
How about a béarnaise? How about, like, a fun sauce to go with it?
Give me a blue cheese or a gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
Yeah,
he's speaking my language
talking.
Right now.
Now, I happen to have a burger named after me. It's called the Hockman Burger, and it's available at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. And I don't want to talk about competitors, obviously, but they're in Deerfield Beach and Boca,
yep.
So I don't think you have to worry too much. But here is the Hockman Burger. It's available the month of September only at Tucker Duke's. But it's a half-pound burger. It's got Fritos on both sides of it. It's got chili, shredded cheddar, raw onion, and sour cream.
That is a classic combination.
It's a Frito pie,
yes,
essentially,
yes.
On a burger. And Channing had it. We went there last week.
Delicious.
That's
off
classic.
The chain. Does it sound okay to you as
I
a culinary?
I would love to go grab one.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
I think things are happening for us. Well, again, Friday, the Orange Bowl hosts their signature fundraising event. It's the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration presented by Florida Blue. Over 30 of South Florida's top restaurants and chefs from Dade and Broward County are going to donate their time and talents to provide food tastings and pairings for attendees to enjoy, like myself. And like I said, this is the Orange Bowl signature fundraiser event. Proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, Special Olympics Florida, and the Orange Bowl Leadership Academy. And you can go to orangebowl.org.
Yep.
It is a great event. You're looking forward to it.
I'm so excited.
We're looking forward to it. When you're out there, search for Takiza.
Come say hi.
And if you're at the Citadel, by the way, get some food at Takiza, and then wait for me and Crowder to walk downstairs. You never know if you'll bump into us.
I gotta ask my lame question about everybody that knows food. Your last meal. You had one meal to eat, and that was it.
Sushi.
Now, what type? What
type? Should I say tacos?
Ugh. You should probably say whatever's in front of you. But go ahead.
I think she said taco. I yelled sushi.
We'll give you a mulligan. What type of sushi?
I love a good shrimp tempura roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So you consider the tempura to still be sushi?
It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
She said it.
Christine Martinez.
She's the pro now. I can ride with this.
Operations director at Tequiza. Where are the other Tequiza locations?
We have another one in South Beach, right in the heart. And then we have one in North Beach. It's our lazy little cozy spot for people who are going to the North Beach and coming out and having a nice drink and some tacos.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming out. And it's a great event on Friday. And I really recommend everyone goes to orangebowl.org. And if you can make it out Friday night, the money that you spend to get the ticket goes to charity, and the food and fun is well worth the price. So,
man, I'm a big fella. I was full,
full.
When you leave. Yeah, no, it ain't no little portion.
We were talking with Mike from the Orange Bowl about the desserts. Like, the desserts last year were ridiculous. So anyway, thank you, Christine. We appreciate
it.
Everybody, go to orangebowl.org. Thank you so much. All right. Joe Shad is next. We're going to have Joe Shad next.
We will.
All right. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post is going to join us next. We'll talk some Dolphins with him.
I'm going to eat some of this hot meat.
I know. You can go ahead.
Okay,
you can get into those. You can get into those tacos, because I'm going to talk about Deal Volvo. Summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. Take advantage and get great deals on all remaining 2019 models. Check out the redesigned 2019 Volvo S60 with its panoramic moonroof, a 9-inch Sensus touchscreen, something roomier. The 2019 XC60 is Edmund's best family small luxury SUV. The 2019 XC90 is the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years. They're on Bird Road just off US 1, right near the U. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They've been serving South Florida for over 30 years. Same owners, same locations, same low prices, great selection, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. Great service department, too. Most of all, though, the best prices. You can keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. They really will take great care of you. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. Going to talk some Dolphins with Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post next on Hockman and Crowder. The only thing that we got ripped off on by that visit from the Orange Bowl, Obi, was, you know, he visited every other show. Obi was here all day, and we didn't get Obi. Other than that, we just shoved some Tequiza tacos in our mouth. I give you, go ahead, take all the time you want, man, because that thing was so good.
It was delicious.
I could not stop eating it. And we only had like the 5 minutes, and then, you know, Crowder's taking pictures with people and whatever, and so he just got into his taco like 30 seconds before we went on the air.
It's down, though. You talking about the big plush orange?
Yep, Obi.
He went and saw everybody else?
He was here. I saw tweets from Julie Guy on Light FM, and I saw a tweet from Beast. Like, Obi was walking around all day, and then, you know, we get shortchanged, no Obi. But we did all right because we had the tequiza.
Oh, my goodness.
So we did all right. That was so good, man. And people are texting in, come on, I'm hungry. What are you guys doing? Somebody else texted, Hawk, I have lost all respect for you, medium well. Mm. Yeah, I like a steak medium well. Now, sometimes if I'm with a group of people and it's a very fancy steakhouse, I'll order it medium because I don't want to get the looks, but medium well, that's the way I prefer the...
Even a good cut?
I do. I like it medium well. It's just the way that I...
You don't like that little blood come out when
I
you
don't.
Make that first
I really
cut?
Don't.
Oh, and then you could dip the meat back in the blood in the plate? Goodness.
But give me a little gorgonzola drizzle, baby.
Look at you.
Take all the gorgonzola drizzle, Papa.
The food experts in here, you want to use the big cheese words.
Joe Shad covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. I've been really interested with what he's been writing about the Dolphins and the Minka Fitzpatrick trade. But first, let's find out how he eats his steak. Joe, how do you order your steak at a nice steakhouse?
When I was a kid, I used to order medium well, and then I left childhood. And
I think he's taking a shot at
like
me.
A normal person.
I think he's taking a medium. Shot at me.
My man, Joe.
I can't. I'm not always.
You eat medium well? Oh, I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm not certain. Is he taking a shot at me? Is he saying I have the palate of a 9-year-old?
Yes. Yes. That's what he's saying, and I agree 100% with
him. And I like ketchup on it, Joe.
I try to convince my 6-year-old daughter to put ketchup on her scrambled eggs, and she refuses to do it because her mother doesn't do it.
Well, that's usually what happens with the kids. They side with one parent. So here's give everybody a little background. First of all, on the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, and you can read Joe Shedd's work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com, follow him on Twitter. The Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, this wasn't news to them, right, after game one that he wanted to move on?
No, it's certainly something that had been lingering for a while, and the Dolphins, you know, did their due diligence in trying to convince Minkah that things would get better. Obviously, he did not like the way he was being utilized, felt like he was being asked to do too many different things and that he should be at a certain weight if he was going to do a certain position. So, you know, they brought in the owner, they brought in the GM, they brought in the coach. I mean, I guess at a certain point, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to let the guy go. So I think they got decent value for him, but it is strange that a guy who, you know, was praised as the ultimate team player, Nick Saban's son, versatile, all this kind of stuff, gets frustrated. It's like, it's one thing for TJ McDonald and Kiko Alonso to want out, but then like this 22, 23-year-old second year player, it is strange.
Oh, yeah, Joe, I was just going to ask you that. With Kiko and with the rebuild, with Kiko, I understand. With TJ McDonald, I understand. And I feel as if Rashad Jones and maybe Kenyon Drake could be up as well. But with the Minkah Fitzpatrick and the Laremy Tunsils, do you believe those were mistakes? Because I do.
You know, the thing about Tunsil is that he plays left tackle, and that's such a premium position, and it's so difficult. You know, you look at the Texans, like they invested a first-rounder on a tackle. And, they said, well, this guy – is not ready to do it. They go out and trade the two first rounders and the second rounder. So it's a position that you're eventually going to have to pay for one way or another. So, you know, the Dolphins will say that it has nothing to do with Tunsil, that it was purely the fact that they were blown out of the water by Houston's offer. But there's a part of me that thinks, my gosh, if they really felt that Laremy Tunsil was a future Hall of Famer, they wouldn't make this trade.
Yeah, it's so tempting when your strategy obviously is let's build through the draft and free agency, and someone's dangling two number ones, that'll make you change your opinion, I guess. Are you down with what they're doing, Joe?
It's really hard. I mean, there's a lot of blood, you know. There's blood in the stands. The fans are wounded. There's blood in the locker room today. The players are wounded. Today was the worst morale I have ever seen in a locker room. So I've been covering college and pro football for 20 years. Today's the worst that I saw it. I mean, I saw guys just completely demoralized, and they couldn't even fake it, even though they were surrounded by reporters. So, you know, there's a lot of unintended consequences. There's a lot of shrapnel, and there's a lot of guys who realize that 2 weeks into the season is over, and that is really, really difficult, but yeah, I think it'll probably work.
And talking about the rebuild, Joe, do you trust, because this is one of the things we get a lot on the text line where, oh, we have 25 draft picks in the next 2 years, who's going to make the draft? Do you trust this regime to capitalize on, you know, it's easy to tear the house down, it's difficult to build the house up. Do you trust this regime to do it?
I think that they have as good a chance as the average, an NFL executive staff. So, you know, they certainly haven't proven that they are, extraordinarily shrewd in any way. But what you do is you buy all those lottery tickets, and NFL averages suggest that for every Taco Charlton and Charles Harris, you'll have a TJ, what's that guy's name? To whatever the Watt brother is. The one, you know what I mean? Like, that's like 50% you're going to hit on. So, in the first three rounds. So if you say, all right, 7 in 2020 and whatever it is, 5 in 2020, 12 in the first three rounds. So you're going to have six way above average players out of your 22, and then you're going to be able to complement them with some free agents. So, you know, you can't expect them to hit on 80%. It's not going to happen. Very few, if any, do that. But yeah, I do expect that, and look, Tua is going to be good, and they're almost definitely going to get Tua. And that's really what the whole thing is designed around.
Joe Shedd, he covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. What about the quarterback situation right now? Forget about Tua. Did Brian Flores reiterate today that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the starter Sunday?
He is, and Ryan Fitzpatrick had a news conference today, a press conference. You know, there wasn't much news in it.
A newsless news conference.
Yeah, you know, I kind of asked him about, you know, like, once again, like, you know, how do you handle all that's going on around you? Like, your teammates keep dropping passes. Do you, like, ignore it, or do you talk to them about it? And Fitzpatrick talked about how, and this, I'll write about this in tomorrow's Palm Beach Post. He said, you know, there's a lot of elephants in our room, and I think it's important that we don't ignore them. And so I thought that was really interesting because so many coaches are like, next man up. But then it's like, well, but Tunsil is gone. Next man up. Well, wait a second. Who's Mink is gone. It's kind of like you run out of men, right? It's like one player said to me, like, I'm just going to be curious to see who the hell is left at the end of the year. Like, one player said that to me today.
What was, like, when you said earlier, you said that morale in the locker room was the worst that you've ever seen in a football locker room. Like, in what way? Just body language, very little? I mean, I guess it can't be loud and joyous locker room when you've been outscored 102-10 in your first two games.
True. But, you know, I just saw a complete and total lack of hope. No hope. No hope that they have a chance to win this week. No chance that they have a win. No hope that they have a chance to win more than four games. I mean, you know, they see it. They see, you know, the Joe Shads of the world writing stories about the top free agents in the 2020 draft. And it's like September 18th. I mean, this is a surreal, bizarre, uncommon, unfamiliar territory. You know, not a lot of jokes in that locker room, but I think, you know, when you lose hope, it's one thing to be, you know, fueled by adversity. But at a certain point, you're broken by adversity. And I think this locker room is mostly broken. And it's 3 weeks in.
And, Joe, I've talked to you about it before. The tape don't lie. Follow Joe Shad. It's Shad Joe on Twitter. But the tape don't lie. You do a breakdown of the film. But I loved one of the topics you had was what went right, what went wrong with the Miami Dolphins' loss to the Patriots. I'm interested. What went right? It was a butt kicking from day one, from the first kickoff.
You're right, man. There's very little to be positive about. There is this dude named Vince Beagle. He's number 47. He kind of goes with the sleeveless shirt, just like Kiko Alonso did. He had like 14 snaps and four pressures at the linebacker position. He's a guy that we got in the Kiko Alonso deal. And, you know, he had a ton of sacks at Wisconsin, was a fourth rounder by the Packers at one point. You know, those are the kinds of players the Dolphins are hoping to find, like a guy who can play one of those specialized roles, you know, and certainly seems like his role is, you know, edge rusher who can occasionally drop back into coverage and also be a good special teamer. So I wrote a story today about how he was a cranberry farmer when he was a kid. It's kind of crazy. Like Jesse Davis, when the Dolphins found him, and he's a good player, he should be a right guard, not left tackle. He was fixing farm equipment. So it's like, you know, those are cool stories. The Dolphins just need like 10 more guys like that.
to keep your interest and give you something to write about all season long.
10 more.
Do you see, like, the line right now is 21.5 for Sunday. So it's the Cowboys 21.5 point favorites over the Dolphins. Do you see a way that the Dolphins are going to cover that line?
You know, I don't bet. I never have, just because I know I would lose, just in general. Even when I like had inside information, I would like never trust it.
Losing doesn't stop me.
Football is so hard to bet.
Keep going.
Football is so hard to bet.
But I mean, this one and the Patriots,
I mean,
Jets. I mean,
be around that number, you know, that's reasonable. I don't think the Dolphins. I wouldn't bet it. It's such a big number, but after what I said today that I see a broken locker room. I mean, how do you bet on that? So I'd avoid it.
Do you blame that on Brian Flores, the broken locker room, or is that just the situation? It doesn't matter who would be the head coach in this situation. There's no way that a locker room's not going to feel broken after the start to the season and the personnel changes.
Yeah, there's no coach. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll with all his exuberance and enthusiasm. You know, one player was saying to me today, like, we got our A's kicked in. You know, it's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And I was just listening to this guy, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to talk to this guy for 14 more weeks.
And he's thinking about himself. He's like, oh, my God, I've got to say this for the next 14 weeks to this guy with the notepad.
There's going
to
be some long showers going on during media availability coming up here soon, Joe. I remember that 1-15 season.
We all feel bad. It's like they don't want to talk to us. We really don't know what to ask them. It's bad.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously it's part of the plan. And I am a believer that this could be fixed in one season, right? The number of draft picks, I know you said it's going to be tough to hit on the percentage, just based on percentage of how many draft picks fail. But don't you think with the number of draft picks and the amount of cap space, this could be a dramatically better team? I mean, it will almost have to be dramatically better. But they could be a competitive team next season.
Competitive, yeah. But, you know, there have been teams like the Philadelphia Eagles 1 year threw a bunch of money all in one class. They talked about, oh, we have the dream team, and then they flopped. Like, I wrote a column today that's on the Palm Beach Post website about, you know, look, Chris Greer, the GM, said that they want to be aggressive, and I think he said that because they want to give some shred of hope to the fans, many of whom are probably mad about what they paid for their season tickets, and then also to the players that they believe are part of their future core. Like, help is on the way. We're not going to just sit on our money. You know, we're not the Marlins. We're not going to, you know, keep payroll down just to keep payroll down, you know, because obviously the owner has money and he's willing to spend it. But my column was about how they need to draw lines on players in the 2020 free agency class and then not go past them. Like, if a guy doesn't want to be here, let him go somewhere else. Because when you overextend and pay too much for average players, that's how you end up back where you were previously.
Joe Shad, read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. Do not order a steak medium well around him, or he will slap your knuckles with a ruler. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, you might as well order, like, chicken tenders.
Oh, I love chicken tenders.
Oh,
I mean,
look at him.
You're speaking my language. Anyway, listen, there's plenty of people who order fried chicken at Joe Stone Crab.
Really?
Yeah, they happen to have great fried chicken.
He's ridiculous.
That is so odd.
I'm not ridiculous.
And
that's the truth.
And he has mandarin oranges and applesauce as sides.
I love cottage cheese. Do you like cottage cheese?
No.
You don't like cottage cheese?
Wow.
No, that is a weird substance.
What?
It's chunky milk.
What are you talking about? It's a delicious cheese-like substance. All right, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post. You did me there. What? You don't like cottage cheese?
Really?
Really?
You are something else.
Let me give away these Riptide tickets here. So Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. It is November 23rd and 24th. On Fort Lauderdale Beach, and the Killers are performing, the 1975 Silver Sun Pickups, the Revivalists, Soul Asylum, Fuel. There's just a great lineup. You can go to riptidefest.com if you want to see the entire lineup. But we've got a pair of general admission tickets for Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. And so we're going to do it on the regular call-in line again, Solana.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so should we do it whoever ends up on line 5? I think that's the fairest way to do it because that would be the fifth caller.
Line 5 works.
Okay, so line 5. So, like, I see Jessica is calling in, but she's on line 1. I get all the caller ID info. So whoever ends up on line 5, the phone number is 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Caller on line 5 will get 2 tickets for the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. Again, it's on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23rd and the 24th. All right, we'll get a winner for that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more next on Hockman and Crowder.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Different type of lady here, boy.
Is this Macy Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can sing now.
Yeah, but she's out there.
She's out there.
Great voice, huh?
She tries.
Oh, you don't like her voice?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think
you
she tries.
You give her an A for effort?
I think she tries, yeah.
Why would you be afraid to say that you don't like her voice? Like, you think she's listening or you think people care about your music opinion? Like, I'm just curious why you would take that route.
She tries. That's all I'm going to say.
He's scared.
Like, what was that? What does that mean, though? She tries.
Is it?
I mean,
nice
the name of the song is "I Try." I mean,
All right. It kind of proves my point that he's not funny.
He's not funny at all.
I've had this conversation. I know this is brutally honest, and I sometimes am brutally honest to a fault. I'm sometimes too honest for my own good. Now, and I know that Solana's parents listen sometimes.
That's what you call hurting people's feelings?
Yeah, being honest.
Okay.
Listen, you want to bring up yesterday with the guy in the wheelchair?
What were you saying again about Solana's parents again? Let's talk about Solana. Hey, man.
Not your greatest
moment. I
want to
erase that
Not
from,
your greatest
my,
moment.
From my life.
Goodness gracious. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Did your wife hear that yesterday?
No.
Okay. Because she'd have been all over you.
Yeah, and don't tell her either because she gets on me about my lack of compassion.
But Solana, I've told him this before, I think one of the worst traits someone can have is not having self-awareness. Mm-hmm. If you have self-awareness, nerds are great. If they know that they're nerds, if they think they're super cool and they're actually nerds, it's weird. It gets awkward.
Yeah, everybody covers their belly button with their belt.
Like, and here's the thing, like, I'm really self-aware. I have no hair on the top of my head. I've got big boobs where I shouldn't have boobs.
Really?
I've got junk in the trunk. I've got a lot of problems.
You
my
know what?
Belly.
Junk in the trunk's not a bad thing.
If you're a woman.
Yeah,
I've got a belly hanging over my shorts. It's just, or as we say, a bichle. I know you've been talking about Rosh Hashanah a lot, but I've got a bichle. Anyway, I've got a pupik, you know.
They don't know the words. It sounds nasty, though.
It's a little belly, a little paunch, a little pupik.
Oh,
but a little paunch here, a little pupik.
Oh, the love handle?
No, like the belly itself, like the pupik.
Oh, the front love handle.
Yeah, the pupik.
Okay.
But Solana's got this, and I see, is that Jen Figueroa walking in there? Because it's hard to see with the glare.
Yeah, it is.
She can probably attest to this. Solana thinks that walk to the window, Jen, because I got to be able to see her reaction. Solana thinks that he's very funny, and one of the things that I find she just shook her head no. She knows where this is going.
Yeah, but this is unfair already because she asked me for help about an hour ago with something, and I kicked her out of the studio. She has it against me.
But you see what's going on in Solana's head.
Yes.
Do you see this? Like, there's myriad people telling him that he's not funny, but he's got a reason. So she doesn't really think he's not funny. She's paying him back because he kicked her out of the studio.
She is.
Okay. Here's the thing, and I'm being brutally honest, and this is just to make you a better person. You've got great attributes. Good-looking guy. You've got a look when it comes to dressing. I don't think it's for sports radio. It's more for being a barista or whatever. But you've got a look, and you embrace it. You've got the man bun. I wish I could grow a man bun. I wish I could. I make fun of it, but I wish I could grow a man bun. Good-looking guy. You know your sports. You know your basketball, diehard Heat fan. Like, you've got a lot of attributes. You're not funny. Mm-mm. And I don't know. You know, I don't say that to be negative.
No.
But if you're more self-aware of yourself, so if you're talking, I know you have a girlfriend, but if you're talking to a lady or a potential employer, because this obviously isn't going to work out, if you're like whatever you're doing, if you know your attributes, if you try to go in with humor, it's not going to work. They're going to be talking about you when you leave. That guy, what the hell's wrong with him? No. If you stick with your attributes and know where you come, like if I'm going to talk to a girl, I'm happily married for 22 years, 23 years, something like that. If I was going to talk at a girl,
something like that,
I'm not taking my shirt off. Like I'm not like, that's not a positive. So I'm not, you know what I mean?
Like a match?
Show
me yours, I'll show you mine.
I'm just not going to take my shirt off. If my shirt happens to be off, I'm on the beach, my shirt's off. I know, don't take a picture with someone. You know what I mean? Like, I know, don't take a picture. You don't want to see me with my shirt off. So you should know if something's going on and you think it's time for you to be funny, do give a soccer stat or something instead. You know what I'm saying? Like, know your strong sense.
Listen, I mean, shoot or shoot.
You're a soccer stack. You just gotta know, man.
I tried to give a soccer stat yesterday with VAR,
Dan,
and you still made fun of me.
Dan Day, he's running our radio affiliates on the left-hand side to me. Would you agree or like disagree? Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down on Solana's comedic abilities.
But Dan Day's mad at me also because...
he's mad at you, too.
Dan Day's
that's
mad
funny.
At me. No, no, but
no,
Dan Day's
funny.
Mad at me because...
Why would Dan Day... Dan Day doesn't get mad at anybody.
I've owed him a segment now. He wants a segment that he's going to play on the Best of the Joe Show. He's wanted it since 2015. Still haven't sent it to him. I have a lot of my plate back.
Another one of your poor attributes is just working. It's not like it's just not your thing. So maybe play the lottery. Do something.
You know what it is? He doesn't. You hit it earlier with his parents and his friends. You don't have good friends, man.
Because they've been telling you that you're funny, right? Yeah. But I think if people have been telling him that he's not funny, he's obviously like it doesn't take. We had Julie Derda on. In the 3 o'clock hour, she listened to Solana's weather report to critique it. She said, I'll give you an A for effort, which means it's bad.
Not necessarily.
No, it does. It does. It means it's bad.
Says who?
Anyone who says it's an A for effort. Then they're specifically saying it wasn't good, but you tried, slugger. Like, that's all she was saying.
Kiddo.
But he didn't take it that way. He took it as she really liked my traffic,
right.
My weather report.
But lions don't worry about the opinions of sheep.
I taught you that. Don't use my lines.
Yeah, and that happens to be a good line from Crowder. But then you're saying that you're a lion in the world of weather and Julie Derda, a chief meteorologist, is the sheep? Like, do you see how warped that is?
Yeah, you're a maggot.
I give 3 weather updates
5
times a week.
A maggot.
Oh, maggot. Okay.
3 weather updates 5 times a week. You're going to tell me I'm not certified to give credible weather reports? You're going to tell me.
I don't know what you're certified to do. You're definitely not certified to do this.
Bro, for real, man, your friends. Ask your old lady tonight. Say, honestly, baby, I love you. You love me. Am I funny? With all due respect, like, really, I could be honest.
Right.
She'll tell you hell no.
No, but she's also mad at me, so I can't go down that road.
So the world hates you, and that's why you're not funny.
Except the people that think you're funny. You're all on good terms with them.
Yeah.
These are some of the texts. Hawk, you're being a bully. Hawk, you're going all mean girl. Calm down, guy. Calm down, guy is very disrespectful.
I don't know what's gotten into you today.
Get your soccer stats up.
I'd walk out in shame after that eye-opening smack in the face. Stop picking on Solana. Now Hawk, Solana, he's going to try harder to be funny. Oh, don't do that.
I don't have to try.
Don't do that.
It's just natural.
This is hilarious. I beg to differ. Solana is very funny. Solana is more funny-looking than funny. See, I disagree.
Hey.
I think you're better-looking than you are funny. There's a tire for sports radio.
But he looks better than funny. That's a low bar.
Right, but whatever.
Okay.
I mean, listen, you can't have them all. Oh, goodness.
Soccer stats.
I got to give the college football update. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now. 305 FIU game. Or visit ticket.fiusports.com. You rooting for your Panthers there, Papa?
Pause up.
Oh, you broke him.
I think he was trying to be funny.
Because
you heard the pause. Like, he's like, let me think of something funny here. I had transitioned out of that. You see, if you had the comedy bone, you'd have known I've transitioned off that bit. And then I was using the college football report as the transition to something new, and you tried to bring it back, and it fell flat. But that makes sense.
Let's ghostwrite for him.
I don't know if he's help helped.
If we wrote good jokes, you think he'd mess up the presentation of it?
What if I gave you some jokes in the next segment? I'll give you some jokes to read.
Yes.
Do you think you could deliver them in a way that would be funny?
I think I could write better jokes than both of you, so I'm good. I'm good
this
back
is,
here.
This happens to be a very millennial attitude that he has, which is I'm beyond criticism because I'm very good at what I do. I should be a CEO.
Oh, right. Yep. You would describe what you just did, criticism. That's criticism. That's just bullying.
No, that's criticism.
Bullying.
That's millennial, though.
Now, wait a second. I gave you 5 compliments. I said you're a great-looking guy, you know your sports, you're put together very well, you
all
dress
true.
Well. Right.
All true.
I gave you a whole bunch of compliments and one criticism.
Right,
and
just wrong.
And you believe that was all criticism.
It's just wrong, though.
That's your college football update. It's brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com.
He dresses well.
He dresses weird.
He dresses like an assistant volleyball coach at a private school. This dude's weird.
He's got a look, though. Again, I don't think it's applicable for sports radio because it's you know, the real skinny jeans, and they're like, yeah. I call them high waters, but that's the style, I guess, and very tight shirts, it is weird to me. But he's got a look. I honestly think, I'm sure walking around Wynwood or, you know, again, like I said, as a barista, I think he'd be very successful. But for sports radio, it's a little off. But.
I think it's no coincidence that since I've been around you guys, both of your pants have gotten a little tighter and tighter as time has gone by.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, I'm fat. Like, that's fine. Like,
oh, no, I'm not calling you fat. I'm saying you're changing your wardrobe because you see my style.
No,
and you guys are
my
trying
skin
to,
is pushing on my material. It has nothing to do with me. I don't look at the skinny guy section. My skin's pushing out.
You think we're envious of your yeast infections?
Somebody texts in, if he was your son, would you want his boss doing what you're doing to him? Anyway, I know it's all BS, so who cares?
My boss.
Perfect text. It's a perfect text. It's all BS. Who cares?
We're messing around. He's really not funny. Like,
oh, no.
That's for real.
Just you're not
presentation
funny.
Presentation of it's there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in a humorous fashion, but you are not funny. I'd be hard pressed to find someone in this building that thinks you're funny. That's just the reality.
Should we do a vote?
I'm just like you don't ask a manatee to climb a tree.
Somebody
I use that a lot.
Shark.
You telling a joke is, yeah.
Somebody says baby shark. Have the Marlins done something? We have no working TVs in here. Do we know? We don't know.
Let me check.
They say he's witty. He's not funny. That's what
witty.
The texter says.
Marlins did something?
Yeah, they did score.
Jack. Play our song.
Could have used that like 8 minutes ago.
No, you needed this. What'd the Marlins do?
They scored a run.
So what's the score?
They're losing 3-4.
3-4.
They're losing.
But who gives a score that way?
The Marlins have 3 runs.
Is there a coffee place downstairs? Because he might be better suited to be a barista. They're losing 3-4. You're a sportscaster.
The Marlins have 3 runs.
No, I understand what you meant. It's just not the way a score is given.
The Diamondbacks have 4.
Right. They're losing 4-3.
I mean, it's semantics what you're doing there.
You are correct. It is semantics. Correct semantics versus incorrect semantics. But it is semantics. You are correct about that. All right, let me talk about BNT because we got to get into the Funky Buddha happy hour. We got a lot of stuff going on. I got to go give Solana a hug.
I'll give him a hug.
Jen, give him a hug back there, please. He took a little battering there. Crowder's coming in there. Don't come in here, bro. He's going to pump you up a little bit.
Unless you want these hands.
He just offered you his hands. He said, if you come in there, you're going to get those hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Hurricane season is here. Dorian was a wake-up call for a lot of people. Now's the time to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. By the way, we had Julie Durda on earlier. None of the storms out in the Atlantic or the Gulf right now should impact South Florida, so that's good news. But BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It's a different feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Came out to our house, showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And then, wow, what a difference when you're getting ready for a storm. And BNT, they really want to help the people of the Abacos and Bahamas who suffered at the hands of Dorian. So for September, 5% of all material sales from BNT will be donated to the appropriate charitable organizations that are helping those affected by Hurricane Dorian. In addition, BNT Impact Windows and Doors will be accepting donations at their corporate location, 590 Southwest 9th Terrace in Pompano Beach. And to thank you for the donations, BNT is giving away a free upgrade of windows to a lucky raffle winner. For every donation, the donor will receive a raffle ticket. And then on September 23rd, BNT will draw a name for a lucky winner to win a free upgrade of impact windows for their home or a family member's home. And if you want more details, stop by the showroom or check out their Facebook page for official rules. And again, trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors will just make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. Call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.